Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, my friends. I want to welcome all of our listeners in the U.S. and around the world to True Forgiveness Teachings. I'm Jackie Laura Jones, and I'm wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Those that celebrate Thanksgiving as we do in the U.S., Canada, and there are a few other countries that do. And I want to welcome everyone because Thanksgiving in the U.S. is about gratitude. It's when we think about being grateful, but we can cultivate that attitude of gratitude in any place, anywhere, and at any time. So this podcast is for all of you, but I do say happy Thanksgiving to everyone, which this holiday in the U.S. is 2 days from now on Thursday. And it just is a good excuse to think about gratitude. And so I decided to focus, of course, on the course's meaning of what true gratitude is in this podcast. So hello, everyone, and welcome. And, you know, I just wanted to start off by just announcing that I do have a subscription site. It's called Patreon. It's for those interested in furthering their study with the course's teachings. I have a subscription site that can be accessed by going to jackie.news. That is my website. You can click on the button that says become a patron. And my patrons have really enjoyed the site. So if you feel inspired, called to do it, you can subscribe. You'll have access to a lot of great content. So anyway, today I want to focus, you guys, on lesson 195 in the course, Love is the Way That I Walk in Gratitude. I wanted to read a little bit about it, and this lesson is really interesting because it contrasts the ego's or the world's form of gratitude with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's gratitude is always based on oneness. And the Holy Spirit is always leading us to put our gratitude in God, right? And nothing external to ourselves. Although it can be reflected here that we are grateful for certain things externally. But as we move up the ladder to enlightenment, as we move up the ladder, we start to recognize that we're grateful that this world is a hallucination here, that we really are safe at home in perfect oneness in God in heaven, awareness with everyone, right? Not as bodies, but with a bliss and a love and a gratitude so big it just can't be experienced here. So I am grateful for what forgiveness is doing for me. I'm so grateful that we have a perfect home to go home to. So what the world gets in my face, forgiveness and gratitude is the place, right? So it can be said that gratitude is the place. Again, we're going to be talking not as much about the ego's form of gratitude, but what it means to really be grateful, right? So the ego's gratefulness is always based on special relationships and things here in the world. And while there's nothing wrong with that, eventually we get to the place where we think, you know what? Separation is not serving me. And these external things that I'm grateful for, sometimes they shift and change, right? Nothing here is permanent. As soon as we're grateful for one thing and something goes our way, something else seems to fall apart, or there's another problem, right? Let me read the first paragraph here from lesson 195. Gratitude is a lesson hard to learn for those who look upon the world amiss. The most that they can do is see themselves as better off than others. And they try to be content because another seems to suffer more than they. How pitiful and deprecating are such thoughts! For who has cause for thanks, while others have less cause? And who could suffer less because he sees another suffer more? Your gratitude is due to him alone, capital H, who made all cause of sorrow disappear throughout the world, right? When we shine true forgiveness and gratitude on the world here, all of the ego's darkness disappears. I wanted to read something here too from Disappearance of the Universe, my brother-in-law Gary Renard's book. And you know, our good friend Mikey Lemieux, he wrote Dude, Where's My Jesus Fish? He emailed me a Facebook post that he posted today, you guys, because he knows I'm not on Facebook, and he'll often send me something. And it's so thoughtful because I so appreciate it. And he included the quote I was going to include in this podcast as well. So Mikey's great. He was on the podcast, I think, a month back or a month and a half back. And I think that episode is still up for you guys on the site. If you haven't listened to it, it was wonderful. And Mikey is so candid about his experiences, and it's really great if you guys want to tune in. But the quote from DU, from one of Gary's Ascended Master Teachers, Artin, was, "Gratitude is a good thing, although from now on your gratitude should be directed toward God. It's He that made your salvation inevitable by making sure the memory of heaven could never be obliterated from your mind." You guys, this is so powerful. And this is why I'm grateful all the time, is that we remember the truth, right? So when we feel that we're grateful in the world, it's usually because something or someone seems to meet our need, right? So these perceived needs and expectations all have their source in listening to the ego, right? In belief that the body is real, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with that. And indeed, it's so nice to be grateful for things. And people have gratitude journals, and they're so helpful because it gets you in that state of mind. But what the Course is teaching for those that follow this and want to go all the way, we start to recognize that we're still upset. We still have grievances, even though we have periodic times of gratitude, right? So the Course is teaching us that we forgot that we made up this lack in the first place so that these perceived needs in the world, everything external to us, has to fulfill it, right? So we all have this deep sense of emptiness and loss from our seeming separation from our Creator. So then we're compelled to seek this emptiness in special relationships, right? Different experiences, different relationships with substances, with food, with people to meet our needs. But you guys, they don't really, do they? Not all the time. Someone may be meeting our needs in one moment. Oh, and we're so grateful, right? But then in the next moment, our needs are not being met. So Jesus is saying, yes, we understand this. And it's okay to have that form of gratitude. Form being the operative word here, you guys. Jesus is helping us go back to content in the mind. Even if something external temporarily gives us things to be grateful for, the content, because the ego is made form and is believing in form, the content is still separation and guilt. See? And so our unconscious guilt over the seeming separation is not being healed by focusing on the illusory things in the world. Now, it's wonderful to be grateful for those things, but let's use the form as an opportunity. While we're grateful for great Thanksgiving meals, we're grateful when things go our way, but let's take it a step further and use it as an opportunity to go back to the mind and remember that real gratitude, right, is that we finally realize that we've made all this real. And we think mistakenly that someone or something external to the mind will heal our upset, our feeling of loss, emptiness that's only caused by the belief that we're a body and that it's our true reality, right? So the ego's motto, guys, is seek and do not find, right? And so we pursue external solutions. They don't really fix our real need. Our real need is to accept the truth of who we are. That's where the Holy Spirit leads us to, right? So again, this is not to say at all that we should not enjoy everything in our lives in a dream, right? In fact, that would be crazy if we didn't enjoy those things. We're not asked to that. We're just reminded, you know what? Think of what your real issue is, always going back to the mind. Think about what real gratitude is, right? And all these special relationships, special experiences that we experience in the world that we're grateful for, those can all be used by the Holy Spirit, which will remove their specialness, meaning how we're thinking about them, right? That they're separate from us. It will heal all these relationships, okay? These relationships, we think, take away our peace when we're not happy. So let's reiterate again. I use a lot of repetition because I think it's so important to unlearn what the ego has wrongly taught us. Again, the course is only about what you're thinking in the mind. It's remembering to go back and think about what you're grateful for through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, right? Through Jesus's lens, okay? So these special relationships that the Course tells us about can be transformed by the Holy Spirit, right? Then we can be grateful for true perception and say, oh my gosh, I made this up. So when something upsets us or we have a grievance right after we're grateful for something, we're already miracle ready to go back to the mind and say, oh, there I go again. I felt I was in true gratitude one moment because something externally went well for me, but now I'm upset in the next moment. And we can look and we can say, oh gosh, that's right, because I'm making all of this real. I forgot that I'm the dreamer of this dream, right? Not the figure in the dream. And so this is what the Holy Spirit does for us. The Holy Spirit helps us go back to the mind and remember to think about everything correctly. And I am so grateful always for what forgiveness is doing, right? So even though this Thursday, I host Thanksgiving every year at my place, and I'm hosting it this year again, and I'm going to be so grateful for the food, for the conversation, for the family being together, and it is a blast, let me tell you. It's one of my most fun things. But my whole family knows at the end of the day, in the mind, where we place our real gratitude, right? It doesn't take anything away from our experience. In fact, it enhances it. It just enhances it, because when is your experience better? When you have more or less guilt in the mind, right? More or less conflict in the mind. So give you an example, something that just happened about 30 minutes before I was going to go on air to do this podcast, right? And so here I am, just, you know, grateful that Thanksgiving is coming, right? The world's form of gratitude, which is natural, right? We're grateful for Thanksgiving. And those of you that are subscribers to my Patreon site or in my course group, or have heard me talk about this before, one of my forgiveness opportunities has been this ongoing bathroom remodel because a company was hired that wasn't equipped to do the job. But nevertheless, they were kept on, right, to do the job. And we've had one problem snowballing into another. And so we had one of the people at this company, I won't mention the name, but with this company, called and said to Mark and I, we're coming in to install your vanity countertop tomorrow. We're going to do the backsplash. We're going to get everything ready to go. We're going to patch up the drywall, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, one part of this operation was not talking to the other part of this operation, and we can't have them come in and finish it until we do repiping. We have to repipe the bathroom. So, again, this is a 9-week process that was supposed to be a 5 to 7 day process. So, once again, there was a miscommunication. I bring this up because this, I was just in a moment of just gratitude, the word, right? For just, oh, Thanksgiving's coming up. I'm starting to prepare the meal. And then, boom, we get this phone call. And right there, there's something that comes up again that is really upsetting. And so talking to this gentleman on the phone, my husband and I were trying to explain to him that there's no point in patching up a wall and finishing everything when we'd have to unpatch it. They have to go in and repipe because of the nature of the piping job that has to be done. We can't close up the wall. So here's my practice, guys, in everyday life. I remembered in that moment, again, this is 30 minutes ago, I take the form of my perceived upset, right? Which is happens to be something called plumbing in the world. Okay, bodies need like bathrooms and bathrooms need plumbing. And so I take the form of that and I remember, wait a minute, this is the external. This is the external that the ego is using to have me believe that if I fix this, and if I project my upset onto, quote, incompetent workers, right, blaming them, if I fix that, it's going to heal my feeling of loss. It's going to heal my upset, right? This will meet my need, right? But guys, I remembered in my mind, this is not going to meet my real need. What's going to meet my real need is thinking about this situation, changing its purpose to remember, oh my gosh, here's the red flag. I'm getting invested again because we're having the family over. There's no bathroom that's finished. Yes, there is a toilet, guys. But everything else is in a debacle. But yes, people can go to the bathroom. But anyway, my point is, once I looked at that and said, here we go again, is very quick in the mind. This external, which is really in my mind, the world is in the mind, right? Ideas leave not their source. So the ego's trying to use this double shield of oblivion to keep me not in peace. And furthermore, it'll never help me awaken from the dream if my focus is on the idea that the plumbers, contractors, this company is the real cause of my upset. So what I do really quickly is I say, wait a minute. I remember what my real upset is. I've just placed it out on a situation external to myself. Now I have two choices. I can stay in that upset. And indeed, to bodies in the world, this has been really unfortunate, and it's taken weeks. But guess what? It doesn't have to take away my peace. And I start getting thoughts like, wait a minute, does it really matter? And it doesn't. It's not worth giving up my peace of mind, because I remember what happens when the Holy Spirit takes off over your mind is you remember these events are happening in a dream that isn't true. And do I want to put my investment in an illusion? Now, guys, let's be clear. Of course, we want to proceed and take care of things in the world, and we'd like to get the bathroom finished. But guess what? Changing your mind first, right? Which means viewing now the forgiveness script of the debacled plumbing. This is changing the mind. I'm now viewing the forgiveness script today instead of the ego's script. And therefore, I came back to a place of peace, knowing I've addressed the cause. This is why I'm at peace. This is the power of the Holy Spirit in your mind. You smile and feel gratitude because you remember the truth. You say, oh my God, there is no plumbing. There's no bathroom. There's no world. There's no Jackie. And it's an experience. And those of you out there that have had it, you know what I mean. So now I can proceed from a place of peace. And you know what thoughts came into my mind? Well, maybe it'll be done by Christmas. I just started laughing. You know, I mean, what can we really do? But this is why we're at peace, because we remember the truth, right? And this is so powerful. So lesson 195, love is the way I walk in gratitude. I go, oh my gosh, here I was making it real again. But guess what, you guys, there would have been a time in my life where this thing would have been way, way blown out of proportion in my mind. It would have disturbed my peace. And instead, it disturbed my peace for 5 minutes. Right? And now I can sit here and go, oh my gosh, it's so funny. It's a bathroom. I mean, when you really think about it, it's like, is it the end of the world? I'm having Thanksgiving. That family is happy and healthy, whatever it is, right? Now, to be sure, we all have different things to forgive. And I mentioned this in my online class on Patreon. Certainly the ego will tell us there are bigger things to forgive in the world than the forgiveness lesson I just described to you. And we do. We have certain things, illnesses and everything, that seem more difficult. You know what? And to be honest, to bodies, they are. It's more difficult. But what Jesus is reminding us is that everything here is an illusion. And it's all forgiven in the same way. And we can have peace regardless of what is happening to us or around us. To our bodies, to other bodies. Because what we're seeing isn't true. It isn't the reality of who we are. We're dreaming. And how important are our problems then, right? When we remember the truth of who we are, this can't be expressed by me in words. It's an experience. It's the feeling of peace when I thought, oh my God, I was only concerned about this because I thought I was being so unfairly treated with this. And I thought, well, who thinks that but a body? But if you're not a body, what difference does it matter if you don't have a bathroom for 9 weeks? I mean, honestly, okay? Now, again, I bring this up because I know there are people out there listening that are probably thinking, yeah, but you're not dying, or you haven't been told you have a fatal illness or something that we think is bigger or more important. And I understand that. But this is a trick of the ego, because Jesus would tell us what's out there. Nothing's really out there. So my practice is what's happening right in front of me. If someone has an illness, that's what's happening. If someone's witnessing a parent or a child suffering and dying, that's their lesson, right? That's the opportunity right there. Course in Miracles is so difficult sometimes because people are forgetting that it's only asking us at the level of mind to change our thoughts about what is happening and to see it through the Holy Spirit's perspective. That does not mean we won't address our situations in a loving way, whatever they are. And we address illnesses and a stubbed toe and a bathroom remodel differently, don't we? And we feel differently about them. And sometimes one is harder to get over than another. But Jesus promises us, as our work progresses with him in the course, we start to recognize it's really all the same, right? And the power of that thought system is what leads us to have that experience that, oh my goodness, I can be peaceful regardless of what's happening. And my husband, Mark, who went through enormous physical challenges and illnesses, is a testament to that. And you know what? I need to have Mark on the podcast if he wants to. I've invited him. I need to have him on sometime. He can speak to what gives so many of us trouble, which is physical illnesses and debilitating diseases and things like that. He can speak to it and how he can speak to healing his mind, and subsequently his body has healed as well, although it doesn't always happen that way. And again, when the mind is healed, a body sick or well is equally an illusion, and you will experience that way. You will experience it that way. And that's powerful, right? It's powerful. Think of how powerful the mind is, guys. We made up the whole holographic time-space dream. Don't you think the Holy Spirit has a remedy for that, where we can be peaceful? Think of what we're putting our faith in. God, He made our salvation possible, making sure this memory of heaven could never be obliterated from our mind. That memory is there, the Holy Spirit, right? The memory that we took into the dream of our oneness. And it's so powerful. And you can get to peace in an instant. Yeah, will it always happen that way? No. But it is possible. It is possible to do it, you know? And so we want to remember what the Course is talking about gratitude. Real gratitude is recognizing it's an aspect of God. It can be reflected here. Gratitude only goes to God and heaven, the Course teaches us. But what can be reflected here is that we learn to look on everyone with true perception, which is looking past differences. See? It's looking to the sameness that everybody believes they're here. Everybody's in fear. People that are behaving badly, maybe ourselves included, when we don't like our own behavior, we can look past that to the fear that's behind it. Why we needed to project the world of time and space in the first place. That's going to cause. That's going to help everything, because guess what? When we go to cause and we choose the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the world, oh my gosh, that gets reflected out and blesses everyone and everything with that perception. That is how we save, quote, save the world, right? We bless the world with right-minded perception. Regardless of what we see happening in it, it's just a projection from the mind. So anyway, I hope all this was helpful. I want to wish all of you just a blessed Thanksgiving, and everybody listening around the world, I hope you find wonderful ways to be in the state of God's gratitude, perfect awareness of perfect love and oneness. And so I love you all very much. I'm sending you many blessings, and I will see you the first Tuesday of December for another wonderful podcast with our good friend Bruce Rawls. So until then, be well and blessings all.